Section 6. Handling emergencies. Skids, tire blowouts, and mechanical failures can happen at any time. You need to be prepared to handle them. The following recommendations are to assist you with emergency situations. Tire failure. Reduce your chances of a blowout by checking your tire pressure regularly. If a tire blowout occurs, black small square, hold the steering wheel tightly and keep your vehicle going straight. Black small square, ease off the gas pedal, do not apply the brakes. Black small square, let the vehicle slow down until it is almost stopped. Just before your vehicle stops, activate your turn signal to let other drivers know you are moving to the side of the road, then pull off the roadway and apply the brakes. Fire. Fires are usually caused by a short circuit in the electrical system. If you have a fire, pull quickly off the road, shut off the ignition to cut electrical power and get all passengers away from the car. Call 911. Always carry a fire extinguisher. An ABC-rated dry chemical extinguisher is best for vehicle fires. Do not use water if gasoline is burning, since this will spread the flames. If you do not have a fire extinguisher, a heavy blanket, a heavy coat or sand can help to smother the flames. Fires are dangerous. If you have any indication that the fire may be beyond your control, get away from the vehicle. Overheating. Steam coming from under your hood may mean that your cooling system has overheated. You should black small square, pull to the side of the road and turn off your engine immediately. Black small square, raise the hood but do not open the radiator cap. Opening the radiator cap while the engine is hot may allow steam to escape and cause severe burns. Carry extra water in your car to add to your radiator if the engine overheats. Never attempt to add water while the engine is hot. Add water only after the engine has cooled. Power steering failure. Example. Your engine dies as you pull around a corner. Black small square, firmly grip the steering wheel with both hands to complete the turn and move to the right side of the road. Black small square, stop the car. Push the brakes extra hard if your vehicle has power brakes. Headlight failure. Black small square, try the high beam, low beam switch. This may restore normal function. Black small square, turn the headlight switch on and off several times. Black small square, if neither of these steps work, put on the parking lights, emergency flashers or turn signals, pull to the side of the road and stop. Brake failure. Many vehicles feature anti-lock braking systems, ABS. Do not pump anti-lock brakes. If a vehicle does not have anti-lock brakes, black small square, pump the brakes rapidly. This may build up enough pressure to stop your vehicle. Black small square, if pumping the brakes does not work, slowly apply the parking brake. Be sure to hold the brake release so you can ease off the brake if the rear wheels lock and the car begins to skid. Black small square, shift to lower gear and look for a safe place to stop. Crashes. Avoiding a crash. If you are stopped at a traffic light or stop sign and another vehicle is approaching you from behind at a high rate of speed, you should black small square, if possible, pull your vehicle forward in an effort to give the approaching vehicle more room to stop. Black small square, if the crash cannot be avoided, brace yourself between the steering wheel and the back of the seat and release your brake an instant before impact. This will help to lessen the impact. If you are in danger from a potential head-on crash, do one of the following. Black small square, reduce your speed and flash your headlights and use your horn in an effort to warn the other driver. Black small square, head for the shoulder and get off of the road away from the oncoming driver. Black small square, if you cannot avoid the crash, try to maneuver your vehicle in such a way as to lessen the severity of impact. Always wear your safety belts. This is the best thing you can do to protect yourself from injury in the event of a crash. Compromising. Another important defensive driving skill is compromise. When you cannot separate risks, and you must deal with two or more at the same time, compromise by giving the most room to either the greatest or most likely danger. For example, if you are driving on a two-lane street with oncoming cars to your left and a child riding a bike to your right, the child is the most likely to move suddenly, so you need a larger space cushion to the right. In this case, moving closer to the centerline is the correct compromise. Recovering from skids. Driving on a slippery roadway surface or braking too sharply can throw your vehicle into a skid. When this occurs, there are several actions to take. Black small square, do not press on the brake any further. This will only make the skid worse. Black small square, turn the wheel quickly in the direction you want your vehicle to follow, in the direction of the skid. Black small square, as the car begins to straighten out, turn the wheel quickly back the other way so your vehicle does not skid in the opposite direction. Black small square, continue turning the wheel back and forth as necessary until your vehicle straightens to its normal path. Debris on the road. Debris on the roadway is common in Arizona. Pieces of blown tires, unsecured materials falling off trucks, rocks falling onto the road during a storm, and other debris all pose hazards. Drivers need to be constantly aware of their surroundings and prepare for the unexpected. A common crash related to debris is a driver swerving to avoid the hazard, losing control of their vehicle and leaving the roadway. In some cases, driving over the debris would have resulted in a much less severe incident. That's a decision you may have to make in a fraction of a second. Stay constantly alert and always be thinking ahead about what you would do if you suddenly have debris show up in front of you. Animals on the road. Animals large and small can do a lot of damage to your vehicle or cause you to lose control. Wildlife may dart onto the road in unexpected locations. Livestock such as cows and horses may be let onto the road by people leaving gates open or cutting fences. If you encounter an animal on the road, slow down as much as you can and maneuver to avoid a direct crash without losing control of your vehicle. If the animal is not yet on the road, do not sound your horn, as that may startle the animal and cause it to run out in front of you. If you see an animal on the road that is a hazard to traffic, call 911 and report it to law enforcement. Crash procedures. Reporting crashes. If you are involved in a crash, you are to remain at the scene to provide assistance to any person injured and to exchange information with the other drivers. You should provide black small square driver license number, black small square name and address, black small square insurance company name and policy number, black small square information on witnesses of the crash, black small square license plate numbers. In case of injury, you are also required to immediately call the police. Assisting at the scene of a crash. If you are one of the first persons to come upon the scene of a crash, black small square, pull your vehicle off the road and turn on your hazard flashers. Black small square, turn off the ignition of vehicles involved in the crash. Black small square, notify emergency officials, call 911. Black small square, do not stand or walk in traffic lanes. Black small square, ask others who have stopped to warn the approaching traffic. In the event of a crash, provided there has been no serious physical injury or fatality, the vehicles involved in the crash shall be removed from the main traveled portions of the roadway. Any licensed driver may move the vehicle as long as the vehicle is safely operable, does not require towing and can be operated under its own power, and the movement does not cause further damage to the vehicles or increase traffic hazards. Any person who removes a motor vehicle from the main traveled portion of the roadway prior to the arrival of law enforcement personnel shall not be held liable or at fault for the crash based solely on the fact the vehicle was moved. Quick clearance. In the event of a minor, non-injury crash, drivers should get their vehicles, if they are operable, out of travel lanes as soon as it's safe to do so. State law requires a driver involved in a minor crash without injuries to remove a vehicle from the roadway if it is operable and can be moved safely. Quickly moving your vehicle out of travel lanes provides a safer environment to inspect your car for damage. Moving your vehicle to the emergency shoulder, median, or exiting the highway also provides a safer environment for first responders and keeps travel lanes clear for other vehicles, reducing the chance of a secondary crash. If you are involved in a crash, the first action to take is to make sure you and occupants in your vehicle are okay. Then, if your vehicle is operable, move to the emergency shoulder, median, or exit the highway and call 911. Stay out of travel lanes, be alert and watch approaching traffic. Remember, never leave the scene of a crash. Fender bender? Save your rear and quickly clear. failure to stop at a crash. If you are a driver involved in a crash where there is damage to a vehicle, injury or death, you are required by law to stop your vehicle and remain at the scene of the crash. Black small square provide aid to any injured person, including making arrangements for medical treatment by calling 911. Black small square provide your name, address and license plate number to emergency providers and law enforcement. Conviction for failure to stop will result in your driving privilege being black small square suspended for 1 year if involving only damage to a vehicle. Black small square revoked for 3 years if involving injury other than death or serious physical injury. Black small square revoked for 5 years, not including the time you are incarcerated, if involving a serious physical injury. Black small square revoked for 10 years, not including the time you are incarcerated, if involving a death.